Mid Minnesota Federal Credit Union, Jill Carlson. We got that right. We are here at the Minnesota Credit Union Network 2018 annual convention. How are you, Jill?
Wonderful, thank you.
Welcome to the show. How's it going for you so far?
Great. Always a great weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to make sure the mic's on.
Yes. So what has stood out so far for you today? I know we're kind of in the first day-ish, second day-ish.
You know, what I always get motivated here is how progressive credit unions are. Mm-hmm. And really, as a credit union trainer, you know, we're always training our staff, look out for your members, protect our members, protect your members. So it's so refreshing for me to come here and know that our senior management, our associations, our vendors are all on the same page with that. So it's wonderful to be able to go back to my staff and say, we're all in this together, and we all have the same focus.
Well, having said that, is there anything particular you want to take back to your credit union to kind of help kind of implement on a Monday morning, so to speak? Or
I love the telling your story piece of it. Yeah. And as a trainer, I hear the stories every day. And I don't think we utilize those stories within our community.
I agree.
Yesterday morning at 7:30 in the morning, I got a phone call. I didn't recognize the phone number. They said, Miss Jill, this is Will from 2 years ago. I go into high schools and do personal finance in high schools. And I said, well, Will, hi, how did you get my phone number?
Yeah.
He said, doesn't matter. He said, I think I have fraud and I don't know what to do. And so I said, okay, Will, tell me a little bit about it. I don't really work with that. By 9 o'clock that day, he had gone into his closest branch. They had taken care of it, and he got all of his money back.
Wow.
So those connections of the personal finance and that outreach, coming back around 2 years later to who's the first person I call, is I call my credit union when something's gone wrong.
Oh my God.
So those stories that happen every single day, we need to get those out.
I mean, that's a daily occurrence, but those types of stories really add up to something phenomenal, you know, that the value that you're bringing to these people's lives and the community as a whole, you can't put a price tag on that.
No, you can't.
Very cool. So what else, I mean, is there anything specific that you want to take back, or is there anything, I mean, I know I love the storytelling as well, like, I mean, when NCOA board member Rick Metzger shared the story about Christmas Valley.
Yes.
I mean, that's such a powerful story. It's like, oh my gosh, that needs to be told.
And that's my field of membership. You know, we took over a very small credit union in northern Minnesota, non-performing, but we wanted to be able to keep a financial institution there. And that's why. And we're providing that area, you know, with those services. I'm really excited for the engagement piece this afternoon. Working a lot within our communities, how do we engage our communities, how do we engage our members to be part of this movement.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think it's a great message to end on. Yeah. Jill, thank you so much.
Thanks, have a great
well
day.
Done.
Appreciate
Good job.
It.